So in the end, when this process begins and you're, hearing about teams that are interested, what made Buffalo really stand out and ultimately be your choice?
I was thinking my agents, I'd like to go into more of a, I mean, Washington's kind of a rebuild team-ish, just so the ice opportunity is there more than the other playoff, like stable playoff team. And yeah, I just thought Buffalo was a good fit. They're looking to get more physical and more depth, which is basically my role, I guess. So yeah, I feel like Buffalo was a good fit, a good offer, and I was happy to accept that offer.
What have you thought about the way that you've grown into that role these last couple of years? How have the opportunities you've had, obviously Colorado and Washington, help you, really establish yourself and get a clearer picture on how you can impact the game?
Yeah, I mean, I've started to enjoy that role. This year was really good. I thought Beck, Malenstein, Dowd, and I did a really good job on that fourth line and killing, neutralizing offensive line from other team and playing more defensively. So I'm pretty pumped to have Beck still by my side in Buffalo. Also a good friend of mine, so pretty pumped to start new, but also have familiar faces in Buffalo.
Just based on your early conversations with, Lindy and Kevin, do you expect to have a similar role on this team in terms of just being asked to shut down the other team's top line?
Yeah, totally. Still feel there's like a an upside to my game. So I can put in, I can be put in different roles and succeed there, but mainly, yeah. Having that shutdown line, physical, and bring that grit to the team.
Thanks.
Hi, Nicholas. I was just wondering, you've gone through some adversity in your career, going through waivers a couple times and getting claimed, and you've always come out on top. You win a cup, and then you had a good year with Washington. Just how has that kind of changed you, and you just the experience of going through stuff like that, and coming out a better player, I guess.
I mean, it's hard when you're 11 or 12 forward at camp, and some guys got really good camp. I think that's what happened this year in Washington. So yeah, it's the notice the adversity and play better, play your role, bring something that someone else can't bring, solidify your role even when it's early in the season.
About that Colorado team was obviously a very special team. Just when you think back a couple of years ago, what made that team so unique?
It all started from defense. I thought that that team was so fast, transition wise. Everyone was really fast on the team, and I think that's what Buffalo did a good job to at the free agency. If you look at the three guys they added, or four guys they added, they're all really fast players. Pretty pumped to play with whoever's our center, Lafferty and Beck. We'll be able to bring really good speed on that fourth line, and yeah, I'm pretty pumped about that. I feel like it kind of mimics a bit the Colorado way of playing, which the team has really good defensive player on defense. I mean, you talk to Bo, you'd probably say the same. It's hard to match Makar's speed, but I feel like guys move the puck fairly well. In Buffalo, if you look at Dahlin and all
Thank you.
I'm sorry about that.
Hi, Nicholas. Joe Yurden here. Welcome to Buffalo. What's your familiarity from with Sam Lafferty's game and even Peyton Krebs's game from playing against them over the last couple of years? And what do you like about the way that those guys play?
I played played in the minors against against Lafferty, and I always thought he looked a bit like my style of play, really fast forward, and good with the puck, good protect the puck. So I'm pretty pumped to play with him, and same with Krebs. I think he's a really fast player, creative player. I haven't played much against him, probably 3-4 games, but I always liked his game. So yeah, it'll be fun to see what we can do as new teammates and as new lines too.
Have you been able to talk with Bo Byram at all, and what his, I mean, he just got to Buffalo really late last season, but what his experiences have been like, and what you're going to be walking into joining him again?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was one of my first texts, and of course it's fun to have a friend, friendship back together. And yeah, he said he loved the group there. It's crazy. I noticed maybe like third or fourth oldest player on that team, and I've always been one of the youngest everywhere I went. So it'll be cool, maybe a little new role in the locker room, and I'm really ready to enjoy it and ready to fill those shoes. Yeah.
Is that an experience that will take you some time to adjust to being one of the older guys, I guess?
Yeah, I feel like I was been a little intimidated playing with older guys and being new in this league. But I think this year was a big growth for me, being in Washington, being more myself, and helping younger guys. I think I always been close to younger guys all throughout my career, and Bo could probably say that in Colorado. So yeah, I'm pretty pumped to join the team and be helpful and bring some of my experience in.
Hi, Nicholas. Mike Harrington of Buffalo News here. Tell me a little bit about Beck Malenstein. We've learned a little about him and seen the hit numbers and such, but just what kind of, you know, freight train kind of fourth line player is he?
It was a joy playing with him the whole year. He's a really hard player to play against. That's something I learned when I played against him in the American League. Also, while playing with him, like it's just not how many shots he blocks, how many little details he plays safe. He plays the right way. So it was a pleasure to play with him this year. And yeah, it's always like a tool that you don't think you need in the team. Well, not that you don't think you need, but like it seems easy, like what the way he plays sometimes, just you know, the safe play, take pucks in and pucks out. But it goes a long way, and it's easy to play with, because you know how to read the play, and yeah, I'm pretty excited for him to take a next step in his career, and I'll be by his side to help him, and I think we're going to do some damage together.
How much does your speed really play into your entire game, and you know, give opponents trouble?
Speed was always my main strength. Yeah, it's just way easier on forecheck. I bet some D-men will say I'm hard to play against once I'm forechecking, and yeah, try to implement as most possible in my game. Yeah, sorry, I just don't know how to finish that answer, but yeah, I just feel like I built my game around that speed, and Beck really helped me last year with that.
And the last thing I wanted to ask you was, you talked a little bit ago about the Avalanche and why they were such a good team. When you think back to that Stanley Cup run, what is the biggest takeaway from that, just about the way you guys battled through those playoffs? You know, you lost game 5 against Tampa at home, and everybody's said, oh, they're going back to Tampa, and you win the thing in Tampa in game 6. Just how did you develop such a mental toughness as a team?
Yeah, it goes a long way with the leaders. I think Landeskog, Mäkinen was two fearless competitor, and it went a long way in that locker room, just talking and, you know, realizing the loss and moving on. yeah, we had a really special special team that year, and I think yeah, throughout the leadership in the group, that's where you kind of take the responsibility and the you know the action to make big wins.
Hi, Nicholas. You know, you mentioned kind of the physical part of the game that you can bring, and I'm curious, has that always been part of your game? Like, where did that come from, and how did that kind of become such a big part of your game?
I'd say in junior, I wasn't as much there. I think in junior, everyone can create offense and be a top tier offensive player. I always counted on those skills and were always part of me. But I feel like once I turned pro in the American League, I've been put more as a, you know, more physical role. And with my speed and my frame, I think it just goes hand in hand with the physical asset. Yeah, I always like to play rougher, I guess, and I think that's what brought me to the NHL. So I think by doing that, it kind of solidify the role I have on the fourth line, and yeah, I guess I can always use those skills for one more scoring touch.
You know, having been on a few different teams the last few years, what would it mean to you? I know this is a one-year deal, but what would it mean to kind of find a home and some stability and be able to grow with this group in Buffalo?
Yeah, that was also one of my requests for my agent, you know, having more of a build-up team, I guess, like younger team, kind of, yeah, exactly. My kind of those team have more room for the future, and once you you play well, and once you exactly play well, that's when at the end of the season they look for more longer term. I knew with like my little AHL stunt last year, I wasn't gonna go for 3 or 4 years, but pretty happy with the 1 year, and also it makes me able to prove myself and get a longer contract next time.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.